I listened to a guy the other day on the radio postulating how, in just a few decades or so, robots will be so ubiquitous in our lives that we'll actually marry them. I know, it sounds whacked. Until you take a step back and watch your friends with their devices. I know people who sleep with their cell phones. I don't ask them questions, I don't pry, I don't pass judgment. But it does get you to wondering. Well, me anyway. I called up a credit card company yesterday and got the automated voice operator. Except now, instead of the usual four options to her questions, my robotic friend could understand what I asked outside the parameters of her options when I asked to speak to a homo sapien. Nothing that would surprise you folks with smartphones used to chatting it up with Siri. I watch with no small dismay the frantic and pervasive text messaging of kids these days. Well, and now my own friends, who prefer digital communication over the messy face-to-face of human contact. They pretty much abandon phone conversations, too, once the preferred domain of the shy, and now correspond with thumbs and 140-character maximum messages. We're bonding with our machines. The Flatheads, our local vintage car guys, probably could explain this in 20th-century terms, this love of their Buick 88s and 56 Bel Airs, all that waxing and rubbing, but so far they haven't entered into matrimony. Although, Fairlane Freddy sleeps in his a night or two a month when the missus is fed up with his drinking. If it could talk reassuringly to him, God only knows where things might lead. Trouble is, we're making these robots smarter than us. Probably make them more beautiful, too. If you thought artificial intelligence was frightening, couple it with a movie star body. We'll be slaves in the time it takes to say porn love. I suppose we won't have to worry about children, so in one short generation the androids will have won, no doubt part of their master plan. We'll probably think it's worth the sacrifice. At least Fairlane Freddy will.